Meanwhile, here in Rome today, a judge rejected one man's request to be euthanized. The man, Pier Giorgio Welby, has muscular dystrophy and is paralyzed and wants doctors to be allowed to turn off his artificial respirator. The high-profile case has sparked fierce debate in Italy, where the euthanasia is illegal. Judge Angela Salvio, in rejecting Welby's request, said there was a vacuum in Italian law on the issue and that Parliament should do something about it. Director of the Italian Office for Human Life International, Monsignor Ignazio Barahan, explained the risks society may still face even after this verdict and explains how Catholics should respond.
The judge decides against Welby, against the petition submitted by Mr. Welby, then if the Parliament takes this up, they will try, some members of Parliament, to have a law authorizing euthanasia in some cases, which is really very, very dangerous and unacceptable, very, very serious, very concerning from a Catholic perspective and even from just a natural reason perspective. The Catholic first should pray for Welby. Second, I think that Catholics should write to their representatives in Parliament stating clearly that euthanasia is not a solution. All legal pressure should be made on the members of Parliament so that they would not table or submit a law of this type.